House values continue to fall, according to a closely watched index, which is out yesterday. The Federal Reserve had been cutting interest rates to counter the housing slump. But as the Fed winds up a two-day meeting today, it's expected to leave interest rates as they are. NPR's Jim Zaroli explains.
Federal Reserve policymakers are meeting at a time when economic growth remains weak, unemployment is rising, and the housing market is in a slump it can't get out of. At the same time, higher food and energy prices have a lot of people worried about inflation pressures building. In late April, the Fed cut rates for a sixth time in 7 months, but officials also sent clear signals they're getting more worried about prices rising. Many investors assumed the Fed was done cutting rates and that the next move would be a rate increase. Economist Brian Bethune of Global Insight says that's partly why stock prices have fallen and mortgage rates have risen over the past few weeks. And Bethune says that when it announces its rate decision today, the Fed will probably have to take steps to reassure investors.
I think they have to calm the markets down because things got out of control. And unfortunately, that caused some damage. And I don't think the economy is ready for that.
Like most economists, Bethune thinks the Fed will keep the so-called federal funds rate, which is the rate that banks charge each other for overnight loans, at 2%. The rate was as high as 5.25% last September. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.